Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli is a compact, idea-rich exploration of what modern physics suggests about time and why our everyday sense of past, present, and future can be misleading. Rovelli, a theoretical physicist known for making difficult concepts approachable, guides readers from familiar intuitions to the strange conclusions that emerge from relativity, thermodynamics, and quantum theory. Rather than treating time as a single universal river flowing the same for everyone, the book presents time as a layered concept, local, relational, and intertwined with motion, gravity, energy, and information. Along the way, Rovelli also connects physics to philosophy and human experience, asking what it means to remember, to anticipate, and to locate ourselves within a changing world. The result is less a technical manual than an invitation to rethink one of the most basic features of reality and to see how scientific ideas can reshape our understanding of everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why there is no single universal time. A central theme of the book is that physics has dismantled the notion of a single, shared time ticking identically for everyone. Rovelli explains how Einsteinian relativity replaces universal simultaneity with a more nuanced picture. The rate at which time passes depends on motion and on gravitational fields. In practice, this means that clocks at different speeds or different altitudes do not stay perfectly synchronized, and there is no global present that the universe agrees on. The implications are philosophical as well as scientific. Events that look simultaneous from one perspective may not be from another. So the idea of a unique cosmic now becomes an approximation tied to our limited situation and the weak gravitational and speed differences of ordinary life. Rovelli frames this not as a paradox to be feared, but as a liberation from an intuitive model that no longer matches reality. The everyday sense of a shared present remains useful at human scales, yet it is not a deep feature of the world. Time becomes something local, stitched together from relations among physical systems rather than imposed as a universal backdrop. Secondly, the arrow of time and the role of entropy. If physics can describe many fundamental laws without a preferred direction of time, why do we experience time as flowing from past to future? Rovelli addresses this through the thermodynamic arrow of time, anchored in entropy and the statistical behavior of many particle systems. The book highlights how irreversibility emerges not because the microscopic rules demand it, but because macroscopic phenomena involve vast numbers of components and special conditions. Entropy tends to increase in systems that start in relatively ordered configurations, producing familiar one-way processes such as heat spreading, mixing, aging, and decay. Rovelli uses this to argue that the difference between past and future is not built into the deepest equations in the simplest way we imagine, but arises from how we, as physical beings, interact with the environment. The growth of entropy shapes what can be recorded, what can be erased, and what can be predicted. In this view, the arrow of time is closely connected to information and to the constraints that govern memory and traces. The book treats our experience of temporal direction as real and consequential, while also showing how it can be rooted in statistical physics rather than a fundamental universal clock. Thirdly, time is a network of relations, not a background stage. Rovelli emphasizes a relational perspective. Physics often works best when it describes how things change relative to one another instead of assuming an independent time parameter that exists on its own. In classical mechanics, time appears as an external variable, but deeper theories suggest that what matters operationally is correlation among physical processes. A clock is not time itself, it is a physical system whose changes we use as a reference. From this standpoint, temporal ordering and duration are constructed through comparisons: the swing of a pendulum against the oscillation of an atom, a heartbeat against the rotation of Earth, or the ticking of one satellite clock against another. Rovelli links this relational stance to contemporary approaches in fundamental physics, including ideas associated with quantum gravity, where space and time may not function as continuous containers. The reader is encouraged to see timekeeping as a practical method for coordinating change rather than a direct measurement of a universal substance. This shift helps resolve conceptual puzzles, because many apparent mysteries come from treating time as a thing. When time is treated as an emergent organizing tool, questions about where it is or whether it flows become better posed in terms of physical interactions and measurable correlations. Fourthly, the present moment as a human scale approximation. The book carefully separates lived experience from the structures revealed by physics. Rovelli argues that our strong feeling of a single present is tied to how human brains integrate information and how we operate in a narrow band of speed, sizes, and gravitational differences. The present becomes a useful concept for coordinating actions, conversations, and shared plans, yet it is not a sharply defined feature of the universe. What counts as now depends on the way signals travel and on the limits of communication. since any claim about simultaneity relies on exchanging information at finite speed. Rovelli invites readers to view the present as a region rather than an instant, a coarse-grained slice built from approximate synchronization, local interactions, and practical thresholds. This perspective does not deny experience, but explains it. Our cognitive systems are tuned to notice certain changes and ignore others, producing a coherent story of a moving present. By reframing the present as a perspective-dependent construct, the book helps readers reconcile modern physics with ordinary intuition. It also opens a gentler philosophical point. The world is not obligated to match the categories our minds find comfortable, and wonder begins when we learn to see beyond them. Lastly, memory, information, and the texture of temporality, Rovelli connects the physics of time to why beings like us remember the past and not the future. The argument builds on the idea that memory and records are physical, they require stable traces and energy flows, and they are constrained by entropy. Because irreversible processes produce enduring marks, the past can leave evidence, while the future cannot in the same way. This helps explain why we speak of the past as fixed and the future as open, even if fundamental laws may not privilege a direction. The book also explores how limited knowledge shapes the way time appears. We describe macroscopic behavior using coarse-grained variables, ignoring enormous microscopic detail. That loss of detail underwrites irreversibility and gives time its familiar grain, like a blurred photograph that reveals overall patterns while hiding fine structure. Rovelli uses these ideas to show that temporality is not only a feature of external physics, but also of our position as embedded systems exchanging energy and information with the environment. The experience of time becomes a meeting point between cosmology and cognition, between the behavior of matter and the way living systems track change. The result is a picture in which time is real in its effects, yet deeply tied to perspective, information, and physical constraints. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers who enjoy science writing, philosophy, and big questions, as well as students and professionals who want a clear conceptual refresher on what relativity and thermodynamics imply about time. It does not demand heavy mathematics, but it does reward patience and a willingness to let familiar assumptions loosen. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual by understanding that time is local, that the present is not universal, and that irreversibility is linked to entropy and information. Readers gain a more grounded way to interpret everything from technology and measurement to memory and change in daily life. Compared with many popular physics books that focus on flashy paradoxes or long historical surveys, Rovelli offers a concise, coherent narrative centered on one theme, with a distinctive relational viewpoint and an accessible style. That focus helps the ideas stick and encourages readers to rethink their own intuitions rather than merely collect facts. For anyone who wants a modern, beautifully argued perspective on time that connects physics to human experience, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Carlo Rovelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.